Breitbart News reported extensively on attempts by social media firms to censor the post's story. Unlike Twitter, Facebook did not outright prevent users from sharing the story, but it did flag it to its fact-checkers to review. When one of these stories is deemed false, it causes views of an article to plummet by around 80%. Breitbart News reporter Alana Mastrangelo wrote in a recent article that attempts by Twitter to censor the post story actually helped its reach in some cases. Mastrangelo wrote, "What is known as the Streisand effect, a social phenomenon that occurs when an attempt to censor information has the unintended consequence of further publicizing it instead, went into overdrive after social media platforms including Facebook and Twitter attempted to suppress a NY Post article about Hunter Biden, according to data published in the MIT Technology Review. Social media companies reduced the distribution of a New York Post story containing bombshell information indicating that, contrary to his previous denials, Joe Biden allegedly did meet with an advisor to the board of Burisma while he was vice president, arranged by his son Hunter, who was then working as a lobbyist for the company. Data provided by the media intelligence firm Signal Labs shows that shares of the bombshell NY Post article have actually nearly doubled following Twitter's attempt at suppressing the story. Twitter managed to do the opposite of what it intended," the report added, noting that the social media company's CEO Jack Dorsey ended up conceding to the notion that blocking the NY Post link was wrong, and that Twitter has changed its policies following the incident. Read the full article at Breitbart News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.